Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first, with Kinder covering, for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarilla. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder juggles the ball. That's an error on Kinder. Edwards moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder fires over to first and Judnick drops the ball. That's an error on Judnick. Peck moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Judnick moves to second. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. Embry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Heath reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Fleming moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon is walked intentionally. George Metkovich pinch hits for Jim Hegan. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 2 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Lopez now catching. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. Lopez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lehner out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nels Potter now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Two outs. Joe Frazier pinch hits for Hal Peck. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla who is chasing the ball. Fleming reaches third base with a triple. Frazier scores. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Frazier now playing right field. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Al Gettle now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.